I'm Carol Bolton, aged 74. I was born on a farm just on the outskirts of Collerton in Devon. I'm one of seven children. At the time, just after my birth, my grandparents also lived with us and a lady who was working on the farm. So the house was very full. We had a very happy family. Added to the number in the house, we had no electricity or water in the house. I do remember oil lamps, candles, etc., and going to the outside tap to get water. It was all very simplistic in those days. We all had to cycle to school, which at the time, I suppose, was quite challenging. But looking back, I think I'm lucky that I was able to do that. I was lucky. I was very close to my two older sisters. We were all very close in age, and we literally shared the same room right up until we left home. At the age of 17, I became engaged. My fiancé was very keen to move me out of the... Well, I was basically doing the housekeeping for the family because my mother liked to be on the farm. And so I went to work in a bank, and then I went to work for a dental surgeon. I also went to Exeter College. I was married at 19, and we moved all the way to Ottery St Mary, which was probably about 12 miles. And then we moved back to near Axminster, which is only 4 miles from my home. So I've really lived in a very small radius. I'm very happy with the way I've lived locally. The only thing I would say is, because I never travelled away, I don't have connections at any sort of great distance. Most of my friends and family are very much the ones I've grown up with and lived with all my life. We were always very happy for the children to live their own lives right from the word go. We never sort of stood in their way. Throughout most of their young years, I was very poorly with postnatal depression. So from the time that Tracy was 3 months old, I sort of had a really bad session. And I didn't actually get over that until Tracy was 11 and Robert would have been 13. So they were living with a mother who sometimes wasn't there and a father who was working very hard because he had his own business, but also incredibly stable and supportive. And I was hospitalised several times. I had a very elderly GP initially who just kept saying, "Oh, you poor dear." When you're depressed, you tend to keep it within yourself or your home. You don't show it to other people. I had various psychiatrists over the years, and I had the most amazing support from Chris because he never, ever gave up on me. And I mean, I was pretty awful at times. People didn't want either to talk about it to me, generally speaking, or even express my feelings. You know, it was one of those things that you did keep to yourself in those days. And actually, when I got over it, I started working in the hospital as an OT assistant. And I spent a lot of time with elderly people who had depression. And so I was one of the members of staff who could relate to them. Everything in life has a positive. And although it was a really dreadful thing for me to live through, there are positives at the end of it. And I do feel I understand people who are anxious and depressed because I've been there. You put on a front to the outside world. That is one of the symptoms of depression, I think, because it is all to do with blaming. And you're actually blaming yourself, but sometimes you blame the person nearest to you. I can tell you I'm very lucky. I was hospitalised on several occasions, sometimes for a month, once for 3 months. And most of the other young mothers in the hospitals with me at the time, their partners or husbands had left them. He stuck by me through thick and thin. That was a great thing. I know it's very difficult to get professional help now, but even talking to family or friends, I just think it's important to talk. I mean, I lived like under a black cloud for 11 years. It was muddling my head so much. I got over it. So I just want to say, if you pursue help, you can get over it. And I've not slipped back into depression at all since. I just feel I'm a sign that things can be better.